Hello.
Hey, Robert, it's Sammy. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not too much. I just clocked in for the day, got back from Destin yesterday, got some suntan in. I'm feeling wonderful.
Wow, where did you go?
Destin, Florida.
How nice. Where is Destin? I've heard of it.
So it is in the Panhandle. They call it Redneck Riviera or the Emerald Isle. It looks like the Caribbean. It's absolutely stunning.
Really? That's,
yes.
Ooh, that
highly
might be a place we would like to.
Highly recommend.
Where did you stay?
It's called Pelican Resort is where we stayed. It's kind of like condos. We rented it like an Airbnb. But every year we try to go down around Father's Day. It's also like coincides with my sister's birthday. So my dad and I go down, we fly, and then my sister drives from Nashville. So we kind of all meet up there and just spend a long weekend.
Oh, how cool is that? Was the condo nice?
Yes, it was very nice. Yeah, no, the condo itself was nice, nice little two bedroom, and then they have like three pools there, a tropical cafe, and all this really nice stuff, and it's kind of in the middle of everything. So it was really, really a good time, and I'm ready to rock and roll, feeling refreshed, you know? Good time.
Well, good for you. That's great. Yeah, that's great. I'm ready to go someplace. I know we'll be in Tanglewood this coming Saturday to... do you know where Tanglewood is? It's in Western Mass.
Yeah, no, I don't know where that is.
Yeah, so we'll see James Taylor perform.
Nice.
Yeah. I've seen him before, and he's good. You know, he's not dated, but he's my generation. They'll have a massive crowd there. So.
Yeah, it'll be fun though. That'll be a good time, especially for the fourth.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't, with the weather about to go to blast, we don't get too scorched.
I know. I feel like I brought all that heat back with me.
Yeah? Did you get a tan?
Oh, yeah. Yep, I'm like a whole few shades darker than I was before I left here.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, well, hopefully I can keep it.
Yeah, you will. I'm currently heading up to, I've got to be in New Hampshire in about 2.5 hours. So I want to drop off some product to a really good jeweler up there that I do business with. So.
Oh, nice. Well, that'll be good.
Yeah.
How's
everything
else going? How are you?
Good. I have your other bracelet. I was trying to sell it, quite frankly. But if you need it back, I'll send it back today. But. Whatever you guys feel comfortable doing.
I would just say send it back next week if you don't sell it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Anything else? I'll put it in my notes. No, not yet. I'm just working on a couple of small things. And, it's another small engagement ring, but they seem to have flowed my way this year. So it's, I'd rather just take advantage of it, quite frankly, than...
Oh, yeah. Sell what you can when you can,
Yeah. It's like a jeweler. I mean, if they don't sell their fair share of either naturals or labs, I don't think they're doing their job,
Right.
And if they give away the lab business, then, they can't make money on their settings and, it just becomes sometimes prohibitive for their customers. So
yeah,
I'll pick up anything that I can.
Well, you have to. And it's funny, like you and I are already at the same amount of sales that we were all of last year.
Say that again.
So you and I are already at the same amount of sales-wise that we did last year at this time.
Are we really? I didn't know that.
Yep. So we did about 18,000 last year total, and right now we're at, last year we did 17,795. This year we're at 17,685.
Wow.
We're killing it.
Wow. And I do look at you as an important supplier, but I think you're like a backup supplier to me. But I want to do more business, but I just sort of have to be very discreet about myself, with Uncle Sam and everybody else.
But I mean, heck, even just on the pace of doubling right now,
Yeah. You know, but I enjoy being out there and trying to close deals, whether it's, you know, private stuff or with the jewelers. And I don't know, sometimes the jewelers I deal with, I don't know. I don't think sometimes they're as motivated as I really want them to be, or, you know, care enough about, you know, what I try to sell them, you know, and that's frustrating to me. So,
I get that.
I have to deal with that. I have to deal with that because, you know, the owner could be very excited, but if he doesn't pass it down to his employees and they don't get excited, then I'm in trouble.
Right. Especially if they are from the post-COVID age. I mean, a lot of people that were hired post-COVID, they don't even know how to sell a natural to begin with either, you know? They're used to the, oh, you like that? It's pretty? Okay, here it is. Here's the money. There's no challenge. There's no accepting, you know, they have to figure out how to resell.
Well, if they can learn how to do it and go for the big thing, that's great. But a lot of them, you know, like you said, they take this simple path, and, you know, it doesn't. I don't think it helps the jeweler's business,
no,
in my opinion.
Not at all. Do you know how many people and how many stories I hear where people come in with they'll say, I have a $12,000 budget, and I want a 2-carat diamond, and the first thing they do is, okay, here's our lab grown. Like, hey, well, hold on. Maybe they're saying that because they don't know what they could afford in the natural.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
It's insane. And they're leaving so much money on the table when they walk out with a $6,000 ring and you just walked away from $6,000, you know?
Wow.
But the jeweler, half the time, the store owner doesn't even know that. It's insane
how
many times that happens.
Wow. How many sales calls do you have to make, you know, per day?
65.
Do you have how many?
65.
No kidding. That's your goal, or is that what you try to do? Or?
Expectation.
Oh, okay. And then, so strictly it's a game of law of averages, obviously.
For the most part, yeah.
You know, well, I guess one good program for you is to try to maybe put a memo program into a jeweler if you possibly can, so they become a little bit more loyal, you know, to RDI and to you.
You can try, but nobody is as motivated to sell their own goods that they own than they are memo, you know?
You mean they want to sell their own goods first?
Yep.
Of
so
course.
A lot of times
I
people don't try to sell memo overall.
Got it.
So. Really, it's, you know, we want people to buy stock because it's, I mean, when you have a trade-up policy like ours, you know, there's no risk in buying stock. I mean, if I told you that if you had $100,000 and I could guarantee a $10,000 insurance policy on anything that you bought with that $100,000, wouldn't you take it? Of course. You know,
yeah,
if that $100,000 was tradable.
Right.
You should take it every time because it's like, well, that's $100,000. It's not wasted. But
right. People
don't do it. And it's crazy sometimes. Like, hey, every single dollar, when you dollar for dollar in each diamond, you know, one for one, it's all tradable.
Are you able to find new customers in different parts of the country?
Yeah, I can. And it's easy, but, you know, it's, sometimes it's difficult because sometimes it can be too good to be true. I mean, people don't understand, like, hey, no, it's lifetime trade, dollar for dollar, diamond for diamond.
Right. Well, I don't know. I think people think short term. They've already got the stone. They're not even going to relatively think about trading up so quickly. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
You know, the world would change after that anyway, so I don't know.
I mean, heck, you buy $50,000 in marquees and it sits in your case a day longer than you want it to. You send back $50,000 in marquees and we get $50,000 in rounds.
I love that. That's great. I always try to see what's the next. I want to see what the next big stone is that everybody's going to be asking for.
Just don't tell me, Princess. I hope not.
Oh, really?
I hope not, that's all. But we'll see. But I'm going to let you go. Let me know
if
there's anything you need, and we'll talk this week.
Sounds good. Glad you had a good time.
Thanks. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.